位早晨。
Let's bow forward to prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you and we thank you for allowing us to gather.
天父，我们来到你的面前献上感谢，因为你容许我们能够召聚。
Well, you've called us together to worship you.
你吩咐我们要一起的去敬拜你。
And we thank you for that privilege you've given to us.
多谢你给了我们这个特权。
Though we were yet sinners, you would come and die for us.
当我们还作罪人的时候，你为我们死。
That Christ would sacrifice his life so that we can have life.
基督牺牲他的生命，以致我们得着生命。
Life eternal.
一个永恒的生命。
Life that has a relationship restored with you.
一个与你回复关系的生命。
And life where we can come and worship you now as our God, our Father.
一个生命容许我们能够敬拜你，我们的天父。
Father, help us to put aside the worries of the world.
求主你帮助我们等开这个世界的忧虑。
That as we sit in front of your throne,
当我们坐在你的宝座面前，
Lord, that we will see you.
我们能够看见你。
That we will worship you from our hearts.
我们能够从心底的来到敬拜。
Lord, may your word speak to our hearts.
主求你的话对我们的心来到说话。
May your spirit soften our hearts.
求你的灵软化我们的心。
That your words will move us.
让你的话打动我们。
And draw us close.
也都让我们靠近你。
To see truly who you are.
让我们真正的看见你是谁。
Father, may your spirit sanctify our worship and make it pleasing in your sight.
天父，求你的灵使我们的敬拜是圣洁的，让这个敬拜是讨你喜悦的。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Today, as we come to this passage,
我们读到今天的经文，
we're confronted with the authority of Christ Jesus.
我们要面对的就是主耶稣基督的权柄。
So that's what you're going to be hearing a lot today, authority of Christ Jesus.
今天你会听到很多的就是主耶稣基督的权柄。
And you're going to be, we're going to be presented with Jesus, who is God-man.
我们今天要见到的就是主耶稣，他是神人。
Who comes and teaches with the authority of God himself.
他来到是凭着神的权柄来到教导。
We're going to see a man that is cleansed of, healed of his unclean spirit.
我们也都看到一个有一个不洁的灵的人得到医治。
We're going to see the authority of Christ driving out demons.
我们看到主耶稣基督的权柄来到赶鬼。
And everyone is astonished and amazed.
每一个人都惊讶，每一个人都诧异。
Now imagine if you were to read about this happening, this event on the front page news that of today.
那你又思想一下，如果今日的头条新闻是这件事的话，
How would you respond?
你的回应又会是怎样呢？
If you heard about this news about Jesus doing these things.
如果你听到这些资讯，耶稣做了这些事。
You know, in our society, there are two basic common responses.
在今日在我们的世界有两种不同的反应。
One is the outright denial of Jesus.
首先的就是否认耶稣。
A denial of all things that are supernatural.
所有超自然的事情，他们都去否认。
You know, this is the modern day response.
这个就是现代世界的回应。
There is a scientific reason for everything.
因为每一件事都可以用科学来到解释的。
So there's no such thing as supernatural.
所以超自然的事不存在。
So they learn to question all authority.
以致他们去疑问每一个权柄。
They say that all traditions, all revelation,
他们讲到所有的传统，所有的启示，
all external authority must be put to the test of our personal reason.
所有外来的权柄必然要被我们个人的原因来到审核。
All these things must submit to our moral authority of self, what I think is right.
我们这些事情一定要降服在我们自我道德的标准里面。
My own wisdom of what I think is real.
凭着我自己的智慧去判断什么是真实的。
The problem is that when human reason is the authority,
个问题是当人的智慧成为一个权柄的时候，
it leads to the rejection of the supernatural.
就会使人去拒绝一啲超自然。
It leads to the thought that there is no God.
就让人有一个谂法系冇神存在。
That man is their own God.
人就系佢哋自己嘅神。
And skepticism replaces faith.
而疑惑就代替咗信心。
The second response is also a denial.
第二个回应亦都系一个否认。
But it's much more subtle.
但是更加的模糊。
Now, this is probably our primary response of many people today.
或者在现代人当中，这个是我们大多数人的回应。
You know, our culture kind of likes Jesus.
我们的文化一般来讲都喜欢耶稣的。
Because he teaches good moral values.
因为耶稣所教导的是一些好的道德。
But the popular Jesus is far from the biblical Jesus.
但是一个受欢迎的耶稣距离属圣经的耶稣还很远。
The popular Jesus is made out of a selfish mind.
因为一个受欢迎的耶稣是一个自私的思维所构造的。
That's perfectly shaped by our personal felt needs.
是凭着我们自己个人觉得自己需要什么而塑造出来的。
It's a Jesus that I desire to have.
这个是我想要的耶稣。
The comfort that I want from a God that's out there.
这个是我想在外面有一个神能够给到我的舒服。
But in reality, you're not accepting the Jesus of the Bible.
但是现实来讲，你没有接受到这个圣经所讲的耶稣。
Because we're not accepting Jesus' claim to lordship and authority.
因为我们没有接受主耶稣去宣告佢嘅主权，佢嘅权柄。
Many of the society has embraced this false picture of Jesus.
好多社会都拥抱着呢幅耶稣虚假嘅图画。
And I'll call him little Jesus.
我喺度叫呢一个做小耶稣。
You know, people believe in this little Jesus.
啲人信嘅就系小耶稣。
Because this little Jesus is safe.
因为信呢个小耶稣咧，觉得安全。
He's comfortable and he's manageable.
佢係舒服嘅，我亦都可以處理到呢個耶穌。
As long as we believe in him and we have salvation.
我哋信呢個小耶穌咪有救恩咯。
You know, we just need to feed him a little prayer.
只係要為呢個小耶穌少少嘅祈禱。
We need to just come to church maybe once a week.
一個星期嚟教會一次。
You know, this little Jesus never disagrees with your purpose in life and your goals.
这个小耶稣呢，永远不会违反你生命的目标或者你的渴求。
Because he's there to answer your every prayer.
因为他在那里呢，要答你每一个的祈祷。
And that Jesus, little Jesus, comes to give you every desire of your heart.
而这个小耶稣呢，就要满足你一切的心愿。
This little Jesus will never astonish you.
这个小的耶稣永远不会使你惊讶的。
Or amaze you.
不会使你赞叹。
But he provides you with all the good feelings that you want.
但是呢，他就供应你一切你觉得舒服的感觉。
Without the lordship.
但是是没有主权。
Without his authority in my life.
在你的生命里面，他是没有主权。
Now the problem with both of these views is that neither will inherit salvation.
这两个看法有什么问题呢？就是这两个看法的人，他们都不会得着救恩。
Both of these responses reject Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible.
因为这两个看法都否认了圣经所讲的耶稣。
Because Jesus comes as the Messiah.
耶稣来到的时候就是弥赛亚。
To establish the kingdom of God.
要建立神的国度。
And you can't be saved without this Jesus.
如果你没有了这个耶稣，你是不会得救的。
Jesus that comes to have authority and have lordship in our lives.
耶稣来到就要在我们的生命里面有主权。
We can't be saved by a little Jesus either.
我们不可以被这个小的耶稣来到拯救。
Because we need a Jesus who has the power to deal with our sins.
因为我们需要一个耶稣能够处理我们的罪。
We need the real Jesus who has authority under his command.
我们需要一个耶稣是能够有这个权柄的。
A Jesus who has come to reign.
这个耶稣来到就是要执权。
And to usher in God's eternal kingdom.
也都要将神永远的国度带到。
So we're going to look at three points of this passage today.
我们今天看这段经文的时候，我们有三点。
Very simple, that Jesus is the Holy One of God.
耶稣就是神的至圣者。
And the first one is that Jesus teaches with authority.
第一点，耶稣是凭住权柄的来到教教导。
The second is Jesus casts out demons with authority.
第二，耶稣是凭住权柄的来到赶污鬼。
And thirdly, Jesus saves with authority.
第三，耶稣是凭住权柄的来到拯救。
So Jesus teaches with authority.
第一，耶稣是凭住权柄的来到教训。
Mark chapter 1 verse 21, and they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and he was teaching, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes.
21-22节咁讲，到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Now sometimes people are confused about what's a temple and what's a synagogue and.
咁有时有啲人咧都唔系好明白咩叫做会堂，咩嘢系叫做
Now, the synagogue is a place of assembly and worship for Jews.
会堂呢，就是犹太人召聚来到敬拜神的地方。
These developed after the exile.
是几时设立的呢？就是当我们流亡的时候。
During the Babylonian exile, and it happened after the temple was destroyed.
就是当我们在巴比伦流亡的时候，当圣殿是被破坏的时候。
So the temple was a place of worship for the Jews originally, a place where they gave worship to God.
圣殿呢，原先就是以色列人敬拜神的地方。
A place of sacrifice to God.
是他们在那里献祭的地方。
For the cleansing of their sins.
是为着赎罪。
But because the temple was destroyed, the synagogues started to form.
但是因为圣殿被拆毁, 所以他们就建立了会堂。
So anywhere where you can have 10 Jewish men, you can gather to have a synagogue.
所以如果在任何一个地方你有十个犹太的男士，你就可以建立一个会堂。
So the idea of a synagogue is you have a place of reading scripture for praying and worshiping God.
会堂就是一个地方可以诵读神的话语，可以祈祷，亦都可以敬拜神。
There are no more sacrifices there.
在那里不会有献祭的。
And the services were not led by priests.
而这些的敬拜呢，不是由祭司来到带领的。
But many times laymen supervised by the board of elected elders.
但是由平民来到带领，但是是在被选出的长老监督底下。
And it was very customary to ask visiting rabbis and teachers to teach there.
而他们的习俗也可以邀请一些拉比来到去教导。
Now that's why Jesus actually had so much freedom to teach in the synagogues.
所以耶稣就有这么多的自由可以在会堂里面来到教训人。
And we saw that with Paul and all the other disciples as well.
我们也都从保罗和其他的门徒身上看到。
But Mark highlights that Jesus' teaching is unique.
但是马可这里要提倡的就是耶稣的教训是独特的。
Jesus' teaching comes with authority.
因为耶稣的教训是凭住权柄而来的。
It's different than the scribes, different than all the other teachers.
是跟所有的文士和其他的人不同的。
Scribes were actually the PhD scholars of the time.
文士就是当时的博士学者。
Now they were the ones that actually knew the scriptures.
他们是实在认识圣经，神的话语。
They were legitimate teachers.
他们是合法的老师。
But even these scribes,
但是就算这些文士,
they did not teach with a personal authority.
他们的教导不是从一个个人的权柄而来的。
Their teaching all comes from second-hand theology.
他们的教导都是二手的神学。
They quote scripture.
他们引用的是圣经。
They quote many teachings of different rabbis.
他们引用其他拉比的教导。
And they rely on the quotes of others. But Jesus now comes.
但是当耶稣来到的时候,
and he comes to speak as the first-hand authority.
他来到是以第一身的权柄来说话。
And his teaching spoke as the words of truth.
而他的教训就是真理的话。
It's all original stuff.
这些是原创的。
And everybody was astonished at his teaching.
每一个人听到他的教训的时候都觉得惊讶。
Now, there's not a lot of detail that Mark gives us here.
马可在这里没有给我们很多的细节。
Yeah, but this word astonished,
但这里说惊讶,
it means to be struck out of your senses.
意思就是说不能明白的,
to be overwhelmed.
是被充满的,
you know, in the Greek,
在希腊里,
this word for astonishment,
惊讶这个字,
it has an element of fear in it.
亦都包含了敬畏这个意思。
Jesus taught as one with the authority of God himself.
耶稣教导的时候是凭着神这个权柄。
That's the idea like when you're in the Old Testament, when you are before the presence of God.
就等于在旧约,当一个人在神的面前,
one cannot help but react in fear.
一个人是没办法没有一个敬畏的心,
because of his holiness before you.
因为一个神圣的神在你的面前,
that God is the one that is standing before you.
神就站在你的面前。
And that is the same experience that they have here with Jesus.
在这里他们对耶稣有同一的经历。
When Jesus spoke, his words pierced the heart of men.
当耶稣说话的时候, 耶稣的话就刺透人心。
They have never heard anyone else speak like this before.
It
is as though God is directly speaking to them and he is in their presence. You know, Mark didn't give us the details of what Jesus preached. He didn't tell us what verse he was talking about. But of course, we heard from last week, the previous verses before that, he's preaching about repentance.
但是在之前的经文我们已经看到耶稣所讲的教训就是悔改的道,
and believe in the gospel.
去相信福音,
so he's talking about believing in him.
在这里说要相信他,
that he is the one that brings the kingdom of God and it is here.
他就是将神的国度带到来,
and his words come with an authority that God is speaking.
而他的话语是带着权柄的,
and what Mark is describing here is actually the Holy Spirit working.
马可其实在这里描述的就是圣灵的工作。
It's the Holy Spirit that works, that it is that power of God that works with Jesus' words.
就是神的大能,圣灵的工作与耶稣的话语一起。
These are not just words of a scribe.
这个不是只是一个文士的话,
but it's something much greater.
乃是比文士的话更加大。
This is something new.
这个是一件新事。
You know, and if you think about it, you look at them here, they don't really understand fully what they are saying.
如果你看这段经文的时候, 你都会去留意到他们不是完全的明白耶稣讲什么。
But as Jesus is teaching them,
但是当耶稣在教训他们的时候,
they are experiencing Jesus' rule over them as king.
他们就经历了耶稣在他们当中作王来掌权。
Jesus is moving the hearts of men as he speaks.
当耶稣说话的时候, 他就打动人心。
The reality of God, the Lord King,
主耶稣基督就是这个主宰, 这个王,
is that Jesus comes to rule over our hearts and minds.
耶稣来到亦都要掌管我们的心思意念。
And that is the authority that actually produces an effect in people's heart.
You 影響。
And that is what we experience as the power of the Holy Spirit working in our hearts.
而當神嘅聖靈嘅大能喺我哋嘅心嚟到工作嘅時候，呢個同樣係我哋嘅經歷。
That's why it's so vital for us to read God's word.
所以我哋去研讀神嘅話語係咁重要。
It is God's word that is the authority of Christ that works in our hearts.
因為神嘅話語就係基督嘅權柄喺我哋心裏邊嚟到工作。
And it is the Holy Spirit that uses these words of Christ to mold our hearts.
就係聖靈用基督嘅話語去塑造我哋嘅心。
And it is through the word that Christ is revealed.
亦都係藉住呢啲話語彰顯基督。
Just that we are able to see Christ's authority.
讓我哋睇到基督嘅主權。
To see His power.
去睇到佢嘅大能。
That we will too be astonished.
我哋一樣嘅會係驚訝。
That his words will pull us, will bring us to be in awe of him.
讓佢嘅話語使我哋對佢一個讚歎。
Now, as he preached in the synagogue,
當佢喺會堂嚟到教訓嘅時候
，there was one hearer that was far more than he appeared to be.On the surface.
有一個聆聽者比佢嘅表面係好唔同嘅。
There was evil lurking within the synagogue.
有人有邪惡喺會堂裏邊嚟到徘徊。
And Jesus is teaching with authority.
當耶穌係憑住權柄嚟到講道嘅時候
，was too much for this person or demon to bear.
而呢一個人或者呢一個嘅邪靈。就忍唔住了。
And he couldn't stay quiet.
佢唔可以唔開口。
And this leads to our second point.
呢度就帶到去我哋第二點。
Jesus cast out demons with authority.
耶穌係憑住權柄嘅趕走污鬼。
Jesus was teaching, and immediately an evil spirit cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
23-25 在会堂中有一个人被污鬼附着，他喊叫说：拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们么？我知道你是谁，那是神的圣者。
Now you have to understand this demon is not asking or saying things politely.
你要知道呢一个污鬼。不是很客气的很有礼貌的这样说话。
Demon is actually acting out in violence.
其实这些邪灵就是用暴力的来到去行动。
Words of, that are threatening.
他们的说话是有威胁性的。
It's like, Jesus, we know who you are.
耶稣说我知道你是谁。
You can't fool us.
你不可以愚弄我们。
You know, we don't want nothing to do with you.
我与你无关。
You know, what do you want with us?
你在我身上要什么？
Get away from us.
离开我吧。
You know, the demons want Jesus to get away.
连这些的邪灵就是要耶稣离开。
They fear him. They want him to leave them.
他们怕耶稣，他们要耶稣走啊。
Notice that it's one demon, but he speaks in the plural.
是一个的邪灵，但是他用众数来说话。
You know, and what this shows us that he speaks as a representative of the voice of all demons.
在这里让我们知道就是这个的邪灵是代表众邪灵来说话。
And the irony here,
而这里有讽刺性的。
It is the demon is the one that actually knows the real nature of who Jesus is.
就是这个邪灵他就是真正知道耶稣是哪一位。
Jesus is man. Jesus of Nazareth. He's the man. He's a God that has become man.
耶稣拿撒勒拿撒勒人耶稣，佢系神人。
But they also know he is the Holy One of God.
但系同时，佢亦都知道耶稣系神嘅至圣者。
They know exactly what Jesus has come to do.
佢哋好清楚知道耶稣嚟嘅目的。
The demon knows his end was near.
邪灵亦都知道佢嘅末了近啊。
Now we don't know.We don't know why this demon was in the synagogue.
我哋亦都唔知道点解呢一个邪灵会喺会堂。
You know, maybe he was there all along.
又或者佢已经喺嗰度，一路都喺嗰度。
You know, and that tells us a lot that you know there can be things and sinful things and evil things lurking in the midst of God's people.
呢度让我哋睇到就系喺人嘅子民当中都会有邪恶喺度徘徊。
And that is a warning for us.
呢个对于我哋嚟讲，亦都系个警告。
You know, but perhaps he came when he heard Jesus talking.
又话佢当佢听到耶稣教训人嘅时候，佢嚟。
But more likely, he wouldn't have run to Jesus. He would have ran away from him.
但系实在嘅，可能佢唔会去跑向耶稣。
But the fact that Mark highlights this demon interaction,
但是马可他要提到这一段的对话,
he's telling us something, that there is something deeper going on that we all can't see.
他就让我们知道有些更加深入的事情是发生着,而是我们看不见的。
That there is a spiritual warfare that is happening.
就是在那里有一个属灵的争战发生着。
There is a spiritual war that is happening between two kingdoms, God's kingdom and the kingdom of Satan on this earth.
就是有两个角度，神的角度和撒旦的角度在争战。
And we are to take notice that this king, there is a spiritual warfare that is fighting for your hearts.
同时我们都知道有一个属灵的争战是争着我们的心。
That there is evil lurking.
是有邪恶喺度徘徊紧，
and we should not take light of that.
而我哋亦都唔好轻看呢件事。
But to beware of it.
我哋要警醒。
And Jesus has come to defeat and subdue that strong man of Satan.
耶稣嚟到就要征服，要打败呢一个嘅壮士撒旦。
Mark chapter 3 verse 27.
马太福音第三章嘅第二十七节咁
样。He comes to bind that strong man.
佢就嚟到要捆绑呢个壮士。
So that he can free us from the bondage of Satan.
以致我哋能够喺撒旦嘅捆绑里边得以释放。
You know, the demonic activity was heightened during Jesus' years of ministry.
你知唔知当耶稣喺佢嘅事工嘅年月日里边？邪灵的活动是有增加的。
If you read the Bible, you'll find that the Gospels is filled with a lot more demonic activity than anywhere else in the Bible.
如果你看四福音，你就会看到很多邪灵的工作，多过在整本圣经里面。
And there's a reason for that.
咁是有一个原因的。
You know, you'll find very few references in the Old Testament about demon possession.
在旧约里面，你看到很少记载说有邪灵的工作。
And that.The reason is that
为什么呢?
Demon activity.
邪灵的工作.
Now, when Jesus came and it became more active,
当耶稣来到, 当耶稣也都开始他的事工,
Matthew 12:28 tells us that that is a sign of the coming of the kingdom of God.
马太福音12章28节就告诉我们, 这个就是神的角度要来的征象。
When Jesus came, demon activity went wild.
当耶稣来到的时候，邪灵的工作是到疯狂的境界。
Because they sensed that their doom and judgment was at hand.
因为他们知道他们的末了，他们的审判日已经来到了。
You know, and this is where that term comes from, all hell broke loose.
就是这句话，一切的地狱都崩溃了。
You know, that all hell broke loose because Jesus came.
为什么？因为耶稣来到。
And it's just like what happens when mom comes in and finds that we're doing something, she's coming in the house and we have to, you know, quickly run away and hide and hide what we're doing.
就好像妈妈就来要回来了，我们快点躲起来，我们做的那些事我们不要做了。
That all hell broke loose.
所有一切都崩溃了。
Because they're trying to prevent the inevitable doom.
因为他们想防止一些他们不能够避免的绝望的死亡。
Because Jesus said that it is a sign that his kingdom has come.
因为耶稣说这个就是神的国度要来到的征象。
And just as Jesus defeated Satan in the wilderness.
就是正如耶稣在旷野打败了撒旦。
Jesus has full authority over these demonic possessions.
耶稣亦都在这些邪灵当中是有完全的权柄。
Jesus rebuked him, saying, Be silent and come out of him.
耶稣要去闭嘴。
And the unclean spirit convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, came out of him.
耶稣责备他说：不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。乌鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫就出来了。
You know, Jesus literally said, "Put a muzzle on it."
耶稣其实咩啊？好似封住佢把嘴一样。
It's more like shut your mouth.
叫佢闭口。
And get out of him.
离开佢吧。
You know, Jesus is yelling at this guy. Muzzle it.
耶稣闹佢话。
Stop talking and get out.
叫佢唔准讲嘢，离开吧。
And Jesus and this demon has no option but to obey God's command.
而呢个邪灵系冇选择嘅，乃系要降服喺耶稣嘅命令底下。
And all were amazed.
所有嘅人都惊讶。
Jesus' word had the authority over all the demons.
耶稣嘅话系喺所有嘅邪灵之上有权柄嘅。
And I want us to think about that as Christians today.
今日我哋成为基督徒，我哋要谂下。
Is this the Jesus that you're believing in?
今日你所相信嘅耶稣系咪就系呢一位嘅耶稣咧？
The Jesus that makes you in awe.
呢个耶稣使你惊讶嘅耶稣。
That Jesus who has the authority over your life.
呢个耶稣喺你生命里边系有主权嘅。
That Jesus that comes with the power to change.
呢个耶稣系带有能力嘅改变。
Is this the Jesus that you are trusting in today?
今日你所信靠嘅系咪呢一位耶稣？
Let us not be fooled into trusting a little Jesus.
让我哋唔好被舆论去相信呢个小嘅耶稣。
You may feel comfortable in that little Jesus.
或者呢个小嘅耶稣你会觉得好舒服。
But that little Jesus does not bring us salvation.
但系呢个小嘅耶稣唔会带俾你救恩。
Only the Jesus that claims to have authority over our lives and our hearts.
唯有呢一位耶稣喺我哋嘅生命喺我哋嘅心里边有主权嘅耶稣。
That is the Jesus.
呢一个就系耶稣。
The one that is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
系万王之王万主之主嘅耶稣。
That speaks with the authority of God.
系凭住神嘅权柄嚟到说话。
That comes to be able to drive out all demons in our lives.
来到去驱走我们生命每一个的污鬼。
He is able to cleanse all our sins.
是他能够去洁净我们每一个罪。
To change our hearts and make them new.
去改变我们的心，使我们有一个新的心。
That is the Jesus that comes and wants to reign in your life.
就是这一位的耶稣要进到你的生命，在你生命里面作你的主宰。
You know, as we read this sermon, it's very easy to us, for us to focus on the demon.
我们读这段经文的时候，我们很容易就专注在这个邪鬼。
A lot of times we don't talk about the healing of the man.
但很多时候我们忽略了这个人得着医治。
And that's point three, Jesus saves with authority.
所以第三点就是耶稣是凭着权柄的来到拯救。
That the man who was controlled by a demon is healed.
这个人是被一个乌鬼控制着的，现在得着医治。
You know, that is truly an amazing thing.
这个是奇妙的。
That if you were possessed by a demon, controlled by a demon,
如果你是被一个乌鬼来到控制着，
that is not the end of you.
被这个乌鬼附着，这个不是你的结局。
Jesus has the power to come and to drive out that demon in this person's life.
因为耶稣是带着权柄的，在这个人的身上驱鬼。
That's a claim he can also do in our lives.
而这个的事实，我们在我们的生命里面也都能够抓紧。
This event is Jesus' proof of his authority.
在这件事件里面就是证明主耶稣基督的权柄。
That he has the power to do what he claims.
他有权柄去做到他所宣称的。
And that is Christ coming to bring God's kingdom into our world.
这个就是主耶稣基督将神的国度带到去我们的世界。
Because no one can do what Jesus did.
没人能够做耶稣所做的。
No one can heal one's soul from being possessed by a demon.
没人能够医治一个被鬼附的灵。
But Jesus can.
但是耶稣可以。
Do you know this Jesus?
你有没有认识到这一位耶稣？
This Jesus continues to rule today.
今天这一位耶稣是继续掌权的。
You know, after Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalties for our sins,
当耶稣 喺十字架为着我哋嘅罪付上赎价而死。
He rose in 3 days.
3日之后佢复活。
And then, after a while, after about a month, he ascended to heaven to take the throne in Acts chapter 1.
喺过咗一个月嘅时候，喺《使徒行传》第一章讲到，佢就升上天上。
And he sends and he sends his Holy Spirit to come to work in power.
佢亦都差派佢嘅圣灵，使我哋得力量。
He tells his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until the power comes.
佢叫佢嘅门徒留喺耶路撒冷，直至到呢个大能嚟到。
And that's where you can read about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
喺嗰度你就会读到圣灵嘅来临。
And it is that Spirit that God blesses each and every believer with.
而神就系祝福咗每一个信徒有呢一个嘅圣灵。
That they are now called to go out and minister in the power of the Holy Spirit.
现在佢哋被呼召要出去凭住圣灵嘅大能去宣讲福音。
Now, how do we know that Jesus is reigning in our lives?
我哋如何知道今日耶稣喺我哋嘅生命里边系掌权嘅咧
？When we see the Holy Spirit.Using His Word to change our lives.
当我哋见到圣灵藉住神嘅话去改变我哋嘅生命
，It is that power of the Spirit that Jesus uses that authority to mold us.
就系圣灵，耶稣就系用圣灵嘅大能去塑造我哋
，To turn us away from sin.
让我哋转离罪。
You know, Jesus' authority is not just a distant, abstract authority.
耶稣嘅权柄。不是一个遥远抽象的权柄。
It's a personal authority that greatly affects us.
那是一个个人的权柄，对我们有很大的影响。
Because Jesus has that authority over our hearts.
因为耶稣在我们的心里面是有主权，有权柄。
And he has that power to restore us, to change us.
他也有这个大能去改变我们，去修复我们。
To heal us.
去医治我们。
So no matter what mess we have made of our lives,
无论在我们的生命里面，我们做了，犯了什么错都好，
Jesus has the power and authority to heal us.
耶稣有这个的权柄，也有这个大能去医治我们。
There's nothing that you have done that can to separate you from the love of Christ.
没有一样东西因为你做了而使你与基督的爱隔绝。
Because Jesus came to save sinners.
因为耶稣来到就要拯救的是罪人。
He didn't come to save you because you are holy.
耶稣来拯救你不是因为你是圣洁。
But he realizes that you need the power of his spirit.
乃是他知道你需要他圣灵的大能。
He knows that we will struggle with sin.
他知道我们在罪里面我们会挣扎。
He knows that we will fail.
他亦都知道我哋会失败。
We will be tempted.
我哋会被试探。
And we will fall.
我哋会跌倒。
But Jesus promises that His power and authority will rule in our lives.
但系耶稣应许过就系佢嘅权柄、佢嘅大能就会掌管我哋嘅生命。
Sometimes you may feel hopeless.
有时或者你会觉得
无望。Nothing changes.
冇一样嘢系改变咗。
But God promises that His work will be done in you.
但是神的应许是祂在你的生命会成就祂的工作
Not because of ourselves
不是因为我们自己
But because of His power, His authority
是因为凭着祂的权柄祂的大能
He has promised to make us clean
是祂的应许使我们圣洁
And that is the power that will reign in our lives
就是这个的权柄在我们生命里面来到掌权
As we cling to the cross
当我们揸紧十架
So no matter what we struggle with in life,
所以在我们生命里面无论我们在什么事上的挣扎
we have to remember Jesus has all authority over heaven and earth.
我们要知道耶稣就是在天上地下掌权那一位。
What does he do with that authority?
他怎样的去用他这个的主权呢？这个的权柄呢？
Did Jesus ever abuse the authority that he has?
耶稣有没有去滥用他的主权呢
No.
没有啊。
He walks in love and in grace.
他是凭着爱和恩典而行。
He uses that authority for good.
他用这个权柄是为着
good in a way that he was willing to sacrifice himself to die on our behalf.
到一个地步,
he uses that authority to save our souls and to restore our relationship to God. Now, how do you respond to this authority?
你對呢一個嘅權柄作出一個乜嘢嘅回應咧？
You know, everybody in that synagogue saw what Jesus did.
每一個人喺會堂都見到耶穌所做嘅。
They were all amazed.
佢哋全部都驚訝。
But probably not everyone believed.
但係可能唔係每一個人都相信。
The question is,
個問題係,
will you be amazed at Jesus?
你見到耶穌嗰陣時候, 你會不會驚訝呢?
And just walk away?
你會不會驚訝完之後就行咗去呢?
Or will you be amazed at Jesus?
因為你見到耶穌,你就驚訝。
And to come in repentance and believe in the authority of Christ.
你去認罪悔改,相信基督的權柄。
We need to do that every day.
我們每一天都需要這樣做。
Come, repent.
来到悔改,
and cling to Christ's authority to be the Lord of our lives.
去抓紧主耶稣的权柄, 祂是我们生命的主宰,
he will make us holy.
祂使我们成圣,
let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you. We thank you for your words.
天父, 我们来到你的面前, 我们去感谢你的话语。
For it is just in these simple verses,
就在简单的几节里面,
we are brought to see your greatness. That you have authority over our lives. That you are God that comes to speak as God. And you are God that comes to save. Father, you're a God that is able to heal us. Father, I pray that you will work in our hearts.
天父, 我祈求你在我们心里面来动工。
Lord, forgive us, for sometimes we forget.
主, 求你赦免我们, 因为有时我们不记得。
We forget who you are.
我们不记得你是哪一位。
And sometimes we live life as though you're a little Jesus.
而当我们过活的时候, 我们就当你是这位小耶稣。
Let us take a moment now and come before God in repentance.
让我们用一刻的时间来到主的面前, 我们去认罪悔改。
Ask him to forgive us when we don't see his authority over our lives. As you ask for forgiveness,
当我们去求神赦罪的时候,
now come and believe and trust in your Lord.
我们要来到去信靠我们的救主。
Ask the Lord to reign over your life.
求主作我们生命的主宰。
Ask him to fill you with the power of his Holy Spirit. So that he will reign and have authority in my life. That we will live by the power of His grace.
而我哋过活嘅时候系凭住神恩典嘅大能。
Father, we give you all the praise and all the thanks.
天父，我哋将一切嘅感谢荣耀归于你。
For truly you are the authority over our lives.
因为你实在系我哋生命掌权嗰一位。
Help us, O Lord, to surrender our lives to you.
帮助我哋将我哋嘅生命降服喺你里面。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我哋系奉耶稣嘅名字祈求。
Amen.
阿门。
Okay, let us all rise and turn to hymn number.